Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, what's up, what's up, my people? Colin F. Watson in the house. It is Tuesday, was it April 28th, 1 p.m. in the afternoon, and I'm fortunate enough to be staring at the ocean, listening to the waves crash here in beautiful Redondo Beach, California. And I am blessed, and I wanted to jump on here today and share something with you that I'm really excited about. I believe that if it wasn't for this, we're at 6 weeks now into this coronavirus shutdown, I don't know if I'd have been able to complete this project. It's been on my mind to do for probably a year or so, but I just couldn't find the time because I was busy just hustling. And it's something interesting about when the universe starts to slow things down around you and kind of forces a shutdown, forces you to kind of stay home and social distance, your dance card becomes empty and you realize you have time to focus on some things you've been wanting to do. And one of the things I had to do is, you know, concentrating, you know, sitting down and writing a book for somebody like me who never thought I was going to write a book ever. I mean, I'm the guy that had a reading problem in grade school and in high school. Still really don't read very well. Spell horribly. People make fun of how bad I spell. They still make fun of me today because, if you know, I tell people if they get an email from me or a letter or see a post on Facebook that doesn't have at least one typo in it or one spelling error, then it's not authentic. It is sad and true, but, you know, the point is I've kind of gotten to the point to accept myself for it is what it is. But, you know, I wrote my first book almost, eight, 9 years ago, AC Body for Life, which is now pretty much the number one resource when it comes to getting athletic results with the HD diet protocol. I then updated that with a new version of it called Burn the Fat, Reveal the Muscle. And now my newest release, the 10-day keto reset diet, is what I'm introducing to you today. And I'm excited about it because the shutdown gave me time to actually focus. I actually went and called my ADD doctor because I'm ADD, and that was one of the reasons why that concentrating was difficult. Sit down and write a book, 100 pages of content outlining how to help women, especially women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s and beyond, pre- and post-menopausal women, because that seems to be my clientele, how I could help them not only release body fat, but stabilize and keep the weight off, since that seems to be the biggest concern for most of my private clients. So, went to maybe the doctor and said, look, I need to get back on meds because I have a tendency to have elevated high blood pressure on occasion. It's called labile hypertension. It kind of goes up and down with stress. She was reluctant to give me a stimulant, so she gave me a new medication. I didn't even know there was a non-stimulant medication for people who have ADD. As I said, it works really well for some people, and some people it doesn't. But to give it a try, and she gave it to me, and it worked phenomenally for me without the stimulant, without the increasing my blood pressure in any way, form, or fashion. It's called Strattera. I've never heard of it before, but it's been a major breakthrough. And so the last 4 weeks, I've been sitting here night and day typing at my computer or researching and putting together all this data that I've had over the years to come up with the 10-day keto reset diet. And this version is for women. I will do a version for men that helps men increase testosterone levels naturally and that kind of stuff. But this one is for women because that's my clientele. That's over the last 10 years, 85 to 90% of my clients have been women. Right now, 99% of my clients right now, my private clients, are women. I have two. I just took on another guy. So 90% are women. 10% are men, and it's not. And the funny thing is that the HD protocol works extremely well for men, but women are the ones that seem to want to step up to the plate to really dive into the emotional part of eating and what causes them to put the weight on in the first place. So they know as they go down this journey and get back into the best shape of their life that they have an understanding of what got them there. And so far, my fellas rarely are willing to do the work. step up to the plate and take instructions. Sometimes they don't even really know they need. They're afraid to ask for help. I don't know how to ask for help. So I decided to cater to the people that have been catering to me for all these years, and the women that give me their trust to help them. And I think together we've been pretty successful with my clients so far. My success rate is really high, and I'm proud of that. But one of the nagging problems that I had, I've had with this protocol, with the AC Diet protocol that I love so much, I'm so passionate about it, and I'll answer this question now because some people ask me, you know, because I see me promoting different things like, you know, HGH and keto, and they go, are you still doing the HGH diet? Are you still promoting it? Are you still talking about it? Are you still selling it? And I go, absolutely. I still to this day believe that the advanced AC Diet protocol, all protocol, is by far the fastest fat loss vehicle on the planet, period, bar none. It does take commitment. It does take, it requires very strategic adherence. And if you follow it to the letter, it works phenomenally, and it will do it most all the time, unless there's some other underlying problems going on. And that's what we're going to talk about today. But ultimately, what I find the clients coming back over and over again. And originally it was because it worked so well, and they were like, oh my God, it came off so fast. I can, you know, if I gain weight back, I can do it again. And then they repeatedly come back and they start to abuse the protocol. And anything you abuse doesn't have anything to do with HCG. If you're constantly dieting all the time, the side effect of that is you start to damage your metabolism. You start to cause problems, and people want to blame it on HCG, but it's really just a constant dieting process, going up and going down and moving from one thing to another and not finding a lifestyle plan you can stick to. And the bottom line is to maintain a healthy waistline, it does take a relatively some discipline. I think to be successful in anything in life, it requires self-discipline. And the magic or the trick is to find a balance of what you can do in your lifestyle that allows you the latitude to enjoy the foods you love, but also the self-discipline and the boundaries to give your body its nutrition that it needs to stay healthy, lean, and strong. Now, I was looking up the other day, the difference between the word feeding oneself and the word eating. And feed in the definition meant putting in nutrients into the body. And eating by definition was just putting food in the body and chewing. It had nothing to do with nutrients. And some of us have lost the ability to know the difference between feeding ourselves and eating food to comfort ourselves. And so that's good. So the reason why the 10-day keto reset diet came to be and is now on paper on an ebook form for right now, and just had a limited release the other day to give out to some clients to have them start trying it, because my private clients have done it. Some of my past private clients have done it. I've done a protocol, the male version of it. Worked phenomenally, but I love it because it gives people a balance, not live their lives in a box. I don't think anybody wants to live a lifestyle that's in a box. But it's going out, it's actually being released this week for the first time to the public. So I'm excited about that. So I want to do a podcast about it to kind of give you an idea of why it came about, how it came about, the breakthroughs that I discovered along the way, and what I put in the keto, the 10-day keto reset diet, so you have an understanding of how and why it will help you, and why I think it's more designed for women at this time. This version of it is because I put in a bunch of new secret formulas that I won't reveal all of them here, but I may give you one or two of them, that simple things, simple rituals that you can do and implement in your lifestyle, that are simple things, that are things that you will have in your kitchen, or things that you probably could use any day, but you just didn't know that they were so powerful when you put them in certain combinations, certain food pairings and food combinations you could put together that actually cause your body to speed up your metabolism naturally, to burn more fat naturally, to retain more muscle naturally. And that's also added in the book as my 11 secret food pairings that you can use to maximize fat loss. So when you take the 10-day keto reset diet, the reset process, and you add one or all of these 11 secrets together, it's absolutely very powerful. So what happened? How did we come up with the 10-day keto reset diet? So just go a little backstory. Jane and I decided, you know, several years ago, I'm going to say 4 or 5 years, 5 or 6 years ago, actually, to rent a house in Belize for a month, and it was like going to be the vacation of a lifetime. We were going to rent a house, kind of work from Belize, because all we need to run our business is really just internet connection and our computers or phones. And we, you know, our kids came for 10 days, and then our friends came. They went home, then our friends came, you know, some of our closest friends came for 10 days. It was a big villa, nice-sized villa in the island, in the island of Belize, actually off of Belize, called Ambergris Cay. Beautiful, beautiful place. And then Jay and I were there for the last 10 days together. So we spent 30 days there on the island, and, you know, we ate fresh fish every day. We got certified for scuba diving. Went boating. I mean, we just, you know, made our own ceviche, and we cooked in most of the time, and then we went out and ate, you know, ate out sometimes. But everything was kind of like just a big family style cookout, you know. And every day we just had really fresh food, and it was amazing. Fresh fruit and fresh, you know, fresh fish. It was awesome, and we had a great time. And then came back from that, and at the time Janie was 50, I was 52. She was in the best shape of her life, lean, strong, toned, had abs. I mean, it was just, you know, crazy fit. And we both were in pretty good shape. And then we came home. And then, you know, a few months after returning home, Jane just started complaining about just feeling tired and lethargic. She had really bad gas. I mean, but clear room. I'm sure she loves me sharing that. But it's the truth. And she would tell you it's the truth. Just upset stomach on, bloating. No matter what she ate, she would just feel bloated, distended. She was also, you know, premenopausal, so it was like we having this perfect storm hit, and she just started. And literally, for someone who's never gained weight, I mean, Janie, I remember just we took a photo shoot or something, and her abs, and she's like, I could do this anytime, because she always stayed fit, and all of a sudden, for the first time in her life, she starts to have zero control of how her body's responding, and she starts gaining weight, and 35 pounds on a woman that's relatively fit, 5'6", 5'7", who's been lean and fit, you put a 35-pound blanket over you or layer, it changes your body. It changes the clothes you wear. And I just remember watching the weight go up and us going, what the hell's going on? And, you know, and going to doctors and going to HRT doctors and going to specialists. So we finally went to a GI specialist, ran some blood tests, did the poop test, and said, you know, you got like, I don't know, there's either four or six different parasites that are just running havoc on your digestive system. And it's just basically telling you, I mean, they're like, you know, if you know about parasites, they eat and then they poop, and then the poop is like toxins to your body. And that was causing her a great deal. So she had to go through this whole different like GAP diet and elimination diet and take these harsh antibiotics. And the first time it took, the first doctor gave her the harsh antibiotics, and they killed off all the bad bacteria, but he never bothered to replace the good bacteria. So she had a temporary reprieve, started feeling better. The gas and bloating went away for a while, but then it came back again with a vengeance because of the fact that he left the gut out of balance. So she kind of went through it again, but now we realize this is probably the same problem coming back. So she went back to another GI doctor who basically treated the parasites, but this time took her through a whole new recovery process of making sure that she had good bacteria in her stomach, recultured the gut, and she started to feel better. But for whatever reason, even fixing that problem, the weight gain issue didn't seem to go away. Now, you know, you would think that, you know, here being the number one AC diet coach in the world and having this protocol that we've known has worked out for thousands of people and so easy, it was always Janie's like last resort, because she didn't like doing the abusing the protocol. So it was like one of those things we did maybe once or twice a year, like every 6 months, as a 21-day kind of detox. And it was always kept this dialed in for years. And so it was kind of one of those things she was kind of holding off, like an ace to hold, just basically looking at every aspect of what could be possibly going on. And she realized, you know, it's probably some of it was menopausal, some of it was from the damage from the parasites, some of it was emotional. And that's one of the work that Janie has done a great deal and helped me a great deal with my private clients, is that you can hold on to weight emotionally. The baggage you're holding on to, anger, frustration, sadness, guilt, whatever the case may be. Also, someone who was clinically depressed for years on antidepressants. There's a number of things that's just being thrown at her body. And we were like going, okay, let's start eliminating them. She went with a doctor, weaned herself off of the antidepressants, took about a year and a half to do that. Had the gut fixed, but for whatever reason, the weight wouldn't come off. So, I told her, look, you got to do HCG. Do a round, 40-day round of HCG. It always works. That'll fix it. So I let her do. She did it on her own. And when I say on her own, because usually we do it together. I'm the one preparing the foods. I'm kind of counting all the stuff, and she did it around. Like, but there's certain things she wouldn't like as a coach. She wasn't coachable because there were certain things she wouldn't do. Like, number one, she'd do the loading process, but she hated the loading process. She would do it. She would do it effectively, but you know, I would want to do it more. Wanted to do it more. She wouldn't weigh herself before loading or after, you know, after. So she wouldn't weigh herself. So you wouldn't really know how much she gained or how much she lost. So the data for me was skewed. When she was eating, she ate very clean. She was always good about following the protocol, but there were certain things that weren't exact. Like, she wasn't exactly measuring everything, but she was only eating foods that were on the protocol. So only fruits and vegetables and proteins were on the protocol, but not everything was weighed out and everything. So at the end of it, you know, I think she's like a 30-day round that time, and basically she came back, you know, in her mind, you lost the load weight and maybe, you know, 4 or 5 more pounds. And nothing, but it was nothing happened, and it was the first. That was the first time I was like, "Well, something's wrong, something's seriously wrong." But it always, even if you did it relatively poorly, and Janie did it perfectly, basically, except for not measuring everything. So not perfectly, let's say 90%, still didn't work. And then she was like, "Well, that didn't work." And then I was like, "Well," scratching my head, like, "Why didn't that work?" But we kind of pushed by it, and my reasoning was, well, you didn't let me coach you. You weren't measuring your stuff. You didn't load, or I didn't know how much you gained, how much you lost. And like, being a coach who works on data, and that's kind of how I dissect things, and I have like this Dr. House mentality that I can figure out the problem without having the data. I couldn't figure out the problem, so I was a little frustrated with her. But we went on. And so this went on for like 2-3 years of her just, you know, it got to a point where she had gained up to 30, 35 pounds. Complete all of her clothes that she would normally wear were now put them in boxes. And it was like, literally, I remember watching her just put everything in, fold everything in boxes, all of her skinny jeans, all of her really nice, expensive stuff she was putting away. And then she hated going out to shopping to buy bigger clothes. And I just remember going with her, we were shopping. Shopping for us was always something fun to do. That's something we did together all the time, all over the world. It didn't matter where we went, we found shopping places we'd shop for clothes and jewelry and whatever. And all of a sudden, the shopping process was miserable because I could see her face. And she freaking hated trying on clothes and then seeing what size it was, and then they would be, you know, either too small, and then someone recommend a bigger size. Like, I've never worn a size 8 or never 10 or whatever it was, and it was hard. It was hard. And for me, here I'm helping women every day. I have clients and private clients I'm helping every day. They're all having this great success, and I can't help my wife. And it was just felt pretty pretty despondent about that. So as things went on, and the more frustrated we got, at some point I was like, you know, we got to figure this out. There's got to be something that we're missing. There's something going on with your body that doctors aren't figuring out. HRT doctors aren't figuring it out. Her hormones are being balanced. She was getting testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, all in the right thing. Thyroid medication to speed up her thyroid was showing signs of not really functioning at optimal, way below optimal. So I started researching, like, going, okay, what causes women to gain weight through menopause? What is the main problem? What could be the problem? Start researching different countries. What do other countries eat? What do they do? Why is it that some certain countries, like the Asian countries, the Orient, Japan, other countries, why are there people just naturally thin compared to, and they eat plenty of carbs, plenty of rice, but what is it? And some things started popping out, started seeing some things. But I also realized that, for me, keto worked really well. For her, Janie wasn't really a keto fan, but she also got that state of mind that I see a lot of my clients, a lot of women get into. They start excluding entire groups of foods. Like, I'm not going to have any carbs. Carbs are bad, or fat is bad. And I'm a believer that if you exclude any one food group from your diet completely, or at high percentages, you're still not getting the balance of nutrition and of nutrients your body needs and your gut needs. It needs some carbs, it needs some sugar, it needs some fat. I mean, the muscles, everything functions on a balance of things, not having too much of one and none of the other. So we started playing, and I remember I had this protocol that I've used what I call my phase 2-3.0 protocol, which is a keto plan. But what I loved about it, especially for women, because women have, you know, this craving for the wine and for chocolate. I mean, I'm sure all of us do, but that someone who deals with women all the time and coaches women all the time, you know, is always like, I would love to have some chocolate and wine. I was like, the big things was like, you know, being able to have some chocolate and have some wine, having a glass of wine or a cocktail, but mostly wine for some reason. And what I loved about the basic plan that I put together years ago that worked really well was the fact that it allowed for extremely low carb dieting, high fat, which balanced a lot of the hormones in the body for both men and women, but also had these carb cycling days, with what I call treat nights, where you would go and you would actually consume carbs. But the best people got the best bang for their buck were the people that went through a ritual, and the ritual was extremely low carb for a certain number of days. Wait until your body gets into this mechanism where the enzyme that converts carbs and sugar to fat gets shut down, or it gets put down. It's just low production that makes it very difficult for your body to store fat. Then when you exhaust the glycogen stores by exercising on that particular day, I mean, obviously exercise should be a part of your lifestyle throughout the program, but when you, especially when you exercise on that treat night, right, the day before that, the night before the afternoon or morning for the treat night, it empties the glycogen stores. So when you actually consume sugar, all that sugar gets stored in your muscles instead of gets stored as fat. And if you did this repeatedly over time, every week your body would get leaner and leaner. Your muscles would start to have some growth to them because they're getting glycogen at the right time. But your body's using body fat for fuel, so you would lean up. And for someone who did it personally, and I remember when I did it, I went from like 11% body fat to 6.8% body fat. This program was mostly designed for people to use, not as a fat loss protocol, but more as a maintenance plan. So that's why I called it Phase 3 2.0. I'm sorry, someone's calling in on my computer. Anyway, so I decided to experiment with that and say, okay, babe, I'm going to put this together for you and see if we can put something that's going to help. So we went through the process. Sorry, I'm going to let this thing ring out. Hopefully it'll hang up pretty soon. So if I can hear it, I'm sure you guys can hear it. Or maybe you can't. All right, there you go. So we put together the 10-day Keto Reset program and had her start implementing the plan. And lo and behold, to our surprise, things started coming together. The body finally started to respond. And why is because it, when the reset process helps your metabolism finally stop from being overloaded or underloaded and gives it the right amount of fuel and nutrients in order for it to speed up and start functioning normally. And a lot of other things start balancing well in the body because, like I said, not everybody's a keto fan, but when you combine keto with carb cycling and the right amount of exercise, the magic happens. So that's what we put together, and all of a sudden the weight started coming off. And today, Janie's probably the smallest I think I've seen her pretty much since we've been married. And she pretty much eats whatever she wants. And even though she like I said, she's still not a keto fan per se, she knows how to take enough fat in and enough fat protein to low carb ratio, and then knows when to high carb it to the point where she can actually eat whatever she wants and not be so regimented. And that's what the freedom that is what I really was looking for. This is the thing. When I asked my clients what the biggest concern was across the board, they weren't concerned about losing the weight, especially working with me, it was happening. That wasn't the concern. But the closer they got to their goal, the more panic they got about phase 3 or phase 4, stabilizing, keeping the weight off. Because the reason why they came to me is because they've already done it. They've already done the process of losing weight and gaining back, losing weight and getting it back. That seems to be a big problem for most people. You know, when you have this amazing protocol, which is called the HD diet protocol, that has a 95% success ratio. But when I started seeing close to a 70% recidivism rate, basically people were putting the weight back on, is because they had no game plan or no lifestyle plan to put in place to be able to have a moderate lifestyle where they still didn't have to deprive themselves from sugar and desserts. And so what's nice about the 10-Day Keto Reset program is that there is no limitation on when on what you can eat Actually, even through the reset process, they require you to have extremely low carbs, throughout the reset days. But then again, if as long as it fits in your macros, you can still it still doesn't limit you from having, a piece of cake or a piece of fruit, as long as it doesn't shoot your entire carb load for the day. But more importantly, on those treat nights is when you really get to have whatever you want. You can have a couple glasses of wine, you can have some chocolate cake, you have desserts, whatever your craving is, whatever your thing is, you can have and not have that sugar store as fat if you follow the simple principles and rituals. And that's the thing. There are going to be some people that, for whatever reason, will not be consistent in just following a simple ritual that they know will work for them, that has worked for them, and they get lazy and go, I just don't want to do it anymore. And then they have to deal with the consequences. When you have a lifestyle that literally doesn't deprive you of the flavors of having really great food throughout the week, and then on the weekend or whatever day you decide to do your treat night, as long as it fits within the formula that I give you in the book, you get to really socialize with your girlfriends or your friends or your husband, your spouse, and go out and have dinner and have dessert, have some cocktails, and not have your entire week's worth of fat loss go down the toilet, and be able to actually socialize and feel like you have a lifestyle without constantly being on this restrictive life where you have no carbs at all, or you have too many carbs. So the balance is beautiful. I've laid out a complete meal plan for you. The reason why it's called the 10-day reset is that within those first 10 days, your body starts to learn how to use fat for fuel over carb for fuel, but then it gets carb loaded back up, so your body knows how to use those carbs to build muscle instead of storing fat. And as you continue to keep the cycle going, your body keeps losing body fat, and you keep getting leaner and stronger through the process with a moderate exercise program. Do people have to work out during this program? They don't have to. But I just know that the results are exponentially different for those who put in a moderate exercise program, because I believe anyone between 30 and 60 and 70 should have a modified exercise regimen anyway, because that's what helps your metabolism and your lean muscles speed up your metabolism and keep you healthy and strong and lean. And those who don't just have a more difficult time doing that. The metabolism just tends to slow down over time. So I know I'm kind of be talking fast and putting a lot of information here, but I don't want to give away the whole store because it could make it complicated. But on the other hand, it's very simple. I've laid out everything. So especially in the first 10 days, I'm going to tell you exactly what to eat. For some of you, we'll have to add a little bit more healthy fats into your diet to get your caloric load where it needs to be, or to get your macros where it needs to be. But ultimately, you'll find that it's fun, it's flavorful, and then treat nights are a blast. And this is the thing. It breaks away the psychological guilt trip that most people attach to food. The whole goal of this plan is, number one, to give you a fat loss plan that you can continue to lose body fat. So for those of you that do the Advanced Diet Protocol, and you get down to within your goal weight, you still have some body fat to lose. That's what makes the transition so nice. You can release the rest of that body fat and continue to tone up. For those of you that have a lot of weight to lose, you can still use the same program. This program, in the first 30 to 45 days, I think most women will average anywhere between 15 to 25 pounds of fat loss in that process, which is very comparable to HCG. I think HCG continues to provide maybe a 3.5 pound a week loss for the average woman and 5.5 pound loss for the average man. On the 10-day keto reset, you're still going to be looking at close to 2.5 to maybe 4.5 pounds a week, depending on your exercise regimen. And so they're very comparable. One is obviously less strict than the other, but they both still have guidelines that if you fail to follow, they both will blow up in your face. And the reason why I'm proud of this plan is because, number one, it was one of the catalysts that helped Janie lose the weight. I want to emphasize that both Janie and I believe that one of the other main catalysts to help her lose the weight is that she started to deal with her emotions and what she was feeling and holding on to. I'm a firm believer, working with all these women over the years, and is that whatever you fail to feel is what you fail to lose, that those emotions get stuffed into your fat cells. So if you're holding on to pain and anguish and sadness and anger and frustration, old hurts, old wounds that you have not been able to let go of, or you're constantly worrying about new stuff, that all that anxiety, all that cortisol, all that stress hormone goes into your fat cells and puts a protection layer on you because your body believes it's under attack or under duress. And it's as you learn how to deal with those emotions. So, you know, the practice that Janie and I do, that's part of this process. And I need to add an entire, I think the bonus is going to be an entire audio series on how to utilize the 10-day Keto Reset program and work with your emotions along the way. Because I believe that's actually huge. It's huge for ATD protocol and for this plan. Because ultimately, the ability to identify what you're feeling, locating that feeling somewhere in your body where it's physically showing up as a stress ball or as a flight or fight system being activated, and having you locate it, access it, give it a size, figure out how big of an anxiety it's causing, locate that, and then shrink it down and breathe through it and let that energy out and give it to God or give it to the universe, is a main component, I believe, of having long-lasting fat loss and having your weight loss even come off easier, no matter what diet you're doing. And so I am confident that Jay and I are going to put together a series of videos and or audios that are going to walk you through this process as well, because I believe that work, this emotional work, in conjunction with you following either our Advantage Diet Protocol or the new 10-Day Keto Reset Diet, is going to make life for you beyond the diet process amazing. My goal for you, and Janie's goal for you, is that you not only get into the, find whatever avenue or vehicle you need to get you in the very best shape of your life, right? Even if it's some other diet plan or nutrition plan or the Advantage Diet Protocol or the 10-Day Keto Reset Diet or a combination thereof, ultimately that you understand why you got to the weight you're at in the first place, how to locate those feelings and emotions and let them go. And I'm going to give you a couple of tips of the things I recommend to my private clients that they read, that Jay and I are the Bibles that we live by as far as when it comes to understanding your feelings and learning how to process them and let that energy out of your body, let those old wounds. Because make no mistake, if you're a woman or a man, but I'm going to focus on women right now because like I said, you are my clientele. That's what I'm getting back to. It doesn't matter if you're in your 18 or your 60s, if there's wounds that you're holding on to, you know, things that have happened to you in the past or things that, you know, marriages and relationships, you know, events, circumstances that have shaped your life and shaped who you are and shaped how you show up in the world, your ability to release that energy is going to be a life-changing event for you. So one of the books I want to encourage you to buy, download, or read, or listen to is called Feelings Buried Alive Never Die by Carol K. Truman. And the other one is Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself by Dr. Joe Dispenza. Those two books will change your life. They will actually help you on any journey you're on. But emotionally and physically and mentally getting, if you are someone who has listened to this podcast, who is on any kind of journey to better improve yourself, to get you to the other side, and it happens to be a weight loss journey or another journey of being in business or in health or relationships, these two books will outline a major yellow brick road for you to help you get where you want to go. So I wanted to come on here and kind of introduce give a brief introduction to the 10-day Keto Reset Diet. It's being released this week to my list, and then it'll be released on social media probably next week. I'm doing a strategic release and just kind of letting people get this, get their hands on it and digest it. I'm saying that the bonuses that I put in there is a separate keto recipe book, 10-minute keto recipes for those of you that you can use. I mean, I like you to follow the meal plan I give you in the book for the first 10 days. In order to get you fully into the reset process. But then I give you another keto reset, a keto recipe book for you to follow some pretty really nice looking recipes that will keep you within the guidelines of your program. Also, I give you a guide to eating out, fast food, how to stay keto while you're eating out and on the go for busy people on the go. I also put a 10-minute HIIT workout. All you need is a ball. You know, a workout ball and a couple of resistance bands. You can do a full HIIT body workout in 10 minutes. It's going to help you tone, strengthen every part of your body. This full body workout. For 10 minutes a day, 3-4 times a week. Therefore, you don't have to kill yourself to get lean and sexy. I've added that bonus in. I've also added in putting together a private Facebook group and doing two live Zoom coaching calls that I'm going to be giving people live coaching on the keto 10-day keto reset program. So those guys get caught on something. If you have any questions about something, or if you're having struggles with certain part of your plan, you'll be able to get on this group call, and you guys can kind of talk about what successes you're having, what problems you're having, and I can help you live. And I'm going to do that for the next 2 or 3 months, while the book kind of gets seasoned into the population. And all these bonuses come with the price that I'm giving the book away for. I mean, it's like $47 for all that stuff. It's a steal. But once I get through the launch process, then the bonuses are going to be separately. They're going to be considered add-ons. And then we're also going to add the audio or video series on how to deal with your emotions and process that energy and let it go, which Jane and I will put together and have that available hopefully in the next 3-4 weeks or so. So I just wanted to come on here and share this with you. I hope you find this podcast informative. In the description of this podcast, you'll find a link to the 10-day keto reset diet. It's simply 10-day keto reset diet. I think it's http://www.10dayketoresetdiet.com. Oh, it's a mouthful, right? But it's magical. I'm excited about it. I mean, after 10 years or 9 years of producing my first real book and program, creating or updating the advanced AC diet, bringing the advanced AC diet protocol into the 21st century and allowing people to exercise, get lean, tone, and sexy, and not feel tired or fatigued. I'm proud of this 10-day keto reset diet for women over 30 who have a slow metabolism. That's who it's designed for. And those 11 different bonus secret flavor pairings, I mean, they're phenomenal. I'd just like to give you one of them, for example. Did you know that if you actually there's something in your home right now that you have, this is a hot drink you could take in right after any drink, any high carb meal or dessert, that literally would turn that high sugar, high glycemic dessert or meal that would tell your body to immediately secrete insulin and to tell your body to store that whole meal as fat, that you could actually drink a warm glass of water with cinnamon in it. Half a teaspoon of cinnamon in it, and that will actually slow down the processing of that sugar and bring it more into a slow acting carb, more like a sweet potato versus a sugary piece of cake, just by drinking that right after you have that meal. And that will literally take those carbs and actually have them break down slower. It will slow down the spiking of insulin or reduce the spiking of insulin, telling your body to basically use that sugar for fuel versus storing it as fat. That's one of the 11 secrets I give you in this book that will help you skyrocket your metabolism, turn your slow metabolism into a turbo fat torching machine, and give you tons of energy. You'll feel fantastic. You'll get leaner and leaner every week. I love the process. If you trust the process, after your treat nights, you may see a little temporary water weight on the scale. But that's not fat. That means your body literally, if you do the protocol exactly like I laid out for you, it makes it almost impossible for your body to store that sugar as fat, as long as you don't overdo it. Some of you will get carried away the first time you do a treat night and think, I can just eat anything I want and kind of just act like it's a load night versus a treat night. And you may see a nice significant spike in the scale. It's still going to be mostly water weight unless you break some cardinal rules that I give you in the book that you should never break. But as long as you live within the rituals, live with the guidelines, you literally can have sugar every single week, have whatever meals, whatever decadent meal you want every single week. As long as you prime your body for it the right way, it'll never store as fat. You'll be able to process that sugar and have it store in your lean muscle. And you can actually put on a lean, tone, sexy muscle, not bodybuilder stuff, even though bodybuilders use this trick all the time. But for you ladies in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, having lean, tone muscle is the way to go. The more you have, the more tone and lean you look, the faster metabolism works, the better you'll feel, the more energy you'll have, and the longer you'll live. And with that said, I want to close out and thank you for your time. If you find this podcast, I've been gone a long time doing this podcast. I'm back here for the last couple of weeks. I'd really love you guys to resubscribe, share my link. If you find this information informative. If you have some girlfriends or wives or spouses or sisters or brothers or sisters that are going through premenopause right now or having a similar story to Janie's, or no matter what they do, no matter how clean they eat, that it seems like they can't seem to lose the weight or the weight keeps coming on, this may be something they want to try. It's definitely worth, it comes with a money back guarantee that if you follow the plan, you will love it and have some success with it. Like I said, I don't put plans out that don't work. There's nothing that I put out there that doesn't benefit my clients. One thing has to work for myself and my wife first, and then my family and my friends, and then I share it publicly because I know it works. And just like our HGH gel, you'll see there's some products and that I recommend inside the book that will help this process along, and the HGH gel is definitely one of them. We live by it. It's been on it 2 years now and won't live without it. So I'm not going to not recommend something like that, especially for aging women, 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. You need to get the HGH levels on point. So not only will this protocol get your hormones balanced, get you back on track, you definitely want to add some hormone balancing with your doctor, but you definitely want to look at adding the HGH gel to your regimen as well. And you'll find a link to that in the book as well. So anything and everything that I think that will help you achieve the most fantastic success, you'll find in the 10-Day Keto Reset Diet. Like I said, I got the bonuses there for you, the exercise plan for you, the recipe book there for you. That will be there for a limited time. But also, I want your feedback. For anybody that gets this program, please send me some feedback on Facebook Messenger or email me. There's always going to be my email address there as well. We're giving away prizes for people that give us their before and after photos. And it's not the best transformation. You're just going to go in a raffle and get some prizes. We're giving away, a few $100 of gift cards and all kinds of good stuff because we want to celebrate your success. But I also want your honest feedback. I want to know how you're feeling, how you're doing, if it's working for you, if it's not working for you, what needs to be tweaked, if there's something in there you don't understand, what needs to be clarified. That's why it's an ebook form, because I can make the adjustments and then reload the book up, and everyone gets the brand new adjustments free for the life of the book. So every time I get some feedback that something needs to be altered or changed or upgraded, or I forgot something to add, you guys will be getting all you have to do is refresh your link on your page, and you'll be getting all those updates as well. So guys, I love you bunches. It's great to be back in the podcast. It's just nice to kind of come back and it's nice to be back here in the South Bay, being able to look at the water. Appreciate the blessings that Jane and I have with this amazing view and being back in this amazing town next to our family and our kids and our friends. And I'm glad I'm here to share this with you. And hey, I hope you're all being safe and well through this lockdown. I know it's a challenging time. I know right now, people are stressing out. That's why I tell people now is the best time to start the 10-Day Keto Reset Diet or the Advanced Diet Protocol, because you've been blessed with not having to worry about socializing, not worry about your girlfriends or your buddies calling you out and say, hey, let's get together for cocktails. You got to social distance virtually anyway, so why not come out of this lockdown for how long it's going to last, just looking and feeling phenomenal and knowing that you have the secret to long-term fat loss. That's what this program is all about. Guys, you want speed, you want fast, get on the HCD, the Advanced Diet Protocol. You want fast and steady and keep the weight off long-term, utilize the 10-Day Keto Reset program after your HCD Diet Protocol or without it, and just do this protocol. Both of them are going to give you a great deal of success, and I think you're going to be happy with the process. You're going to feel good. It's going to allow you to kind of live your life and still have the best of both worlds. With that said, namaste. The light in me meets and sees and greets the amazing light in you. I appreciate you. Be safe. Be well. Be kind to one another and speak to one another. Even when you have a mask on, people eye contact, nod and smile under your mask and say hello. Social distancing does not mean being antisocial. God bless. Peace.
Don't go away. 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 Don't go away.